It was the summer of 1940, and the place is Genoa, Italy. Mussolini declared war against France and England.
L'ora delle decisioni irrevocabili.
And with the declaration of war, all of the British and all of the French became enemy aliens, subject to internment. And so it was that on the evening after war was declared, a very interesting gentleman appeared in the Consulate General. He was a remarkable fellow. He was the Cavaliere Brocardi. He was from Tuscany, and he had a long red beard that was well trimmed. Brocardi was very concerned about one particular problem. There is in Genoa a nightclub known as the Ragno d'Oro. Ragno d'Oro meaning gold spider. And at the Ragno d'Oro were 12 British dancing girls who had become enemy aliens subject to internment. Now, Brocardi said, can you imagine what's going to happen when I have these 12 beautiful young British dancing girls interned in a town up in the mountains of the Apennines? Why, the young men will go crazy. The mothers or the daughters will be all upset and want punitive measures taken against them. It is a mess. And I said to Brocardi, it's a pity, I said, that they do not have diplomatic status. And he said, so? And I said, well, as you know better than I do, that people with diplomatic status are not subject to internment. Now, we both know that the British ambassador in Rome is on a diplomatic train leaving Rome about 6 o'clock tonight with his whole office staff and his entourage. And that train is going to Switzerland, and from there they will somehow get to England. It's a pity, I said, that these girls are not diplomats. Brocardi paused, and he looked at me, and he said, what an idea. At midnight, the train from Rome pulled into the station at Genoa to change its engines. This was the diplomatic train with the British ambassador and all his entourage on their way to Switzerland. But I suspect that from the shadows on a sideline, suddenly, silently, appeared a coach which was hitched onto the end of the British train. And when it pulled out and arrived at Switzerland, there was a strange number of British diplomats. The only reason I surmise this is that when we were handed lists of British for whom we were responsible in protecting and seeing that they were treated properly, there were no names of 12 British dancing girls included. So make what you will of this story.